The report says that no improvement in the job situation of women is likely in the coming years. Jose Manuel Salazar is the ILO's Executive Director of Employment.
This report examines the conditions of women's engagement in the labor market by estimating five key gaps between women and men. In unemployment, that's one. In employment, that's the second. In labor force participation, that's the third. In vulnerability, and in sectoral and occupational segregation. So these are the five key gaps or measures used.
According to the report, the global financial and economic crisis has had an impact on the gender gaps in unemployment and employment. Mr. Salazar says that before the crisis, the gaps were narrowing, but in regions that were hit hard by the crisis, this trend was reversed.
From 2002 to 2007, in those 5 years, the female unemployment rate was 5.8%, compared with 5.3% for males. This is a gender gap in unemployment of 0.5 points. The crisis raised this gender gap to 0.7 points. And it is estimated that this destroyed at least some 13 million jobs for women.
The global economic and financial crisis also affected the gender gap in the employment to population ratios, as Mr. Salazar explains.
The gender gap employment to population ratios inched down before the crisis, but remain at 24.5 points. The reduction in this gap before the crisis was particularly strong in Latin America and the Caribbean as a region, in the advanced economies, Africa and the Middle East. This was based on higher employment growth rates for women compared to men. This is a very positive trend, but again, the period after the crisis saw also a reversal of this indicator.
Michelle Bachelet, Executive Director of UN Women, says the recovery from the crisis provides an opportunity to promote equality as well as inclusive and sustainable growth and development.
Attempts to ensure better conditions for women, whether they are paid or unpaid workers, or to prevent worsening conditions require more than narrow, specific, targeted, and directed programs. Such work must be part of a broader macroeconomic and sectoral policies that focus public spending on employment creation and decent work for women, combined with universal access to quality essential social services such as health, such as education, and various forms of social protection.
Ms. Bachelet stresses that for UN Women, advancing women's economic empowerment is essential for gender equality. That is why the agency is collaborating with the ILO. Derek Mbata, United Nations.